Hello, Colorado Rapids fans. This is Holding the High Line with Rabbi in Red. My name is Matt Pollard. Colorado Rapids center back Moise Bambito has officially been transferred to Olympique Gymnaste Club de Nice in France. Mark and I analyzed the transfer details from all angles on the last episode of the pod. Give that a listen if you have not already. We wanted to do something special to commemorate Moise's time at the club given his departure, so I've put together a collection, an anthology, really, of interviews that document his journey as a Burgundy boy. Some of this you've heard before on this podcast. Some of these interviews have been used previously for print content elsewhere. Some you'll be hearing for the first time, including several exclusive conversations. We start chronologically with a call the day after the Super Draft in December of 2022. We were the first outlet to speak to Bambi after he was drafted by the Rapids. Then there's a conversation from last summer where he got his first call-up with the Canadian men's national team. He discusses his soccer journey, including formative experiences growing up playing the game in Montreal and playing community college soccer at Western Iowa. Go Reavers! Then from this season, we have the post-game presser from the LAFC game where he scored a goal on his birthday with his mom in attendance, and the Rapids won 3-2. I spoke with him during my trip inside the team bubble for the second leg of the Rocky Mountain Cup as well, the weekend of May 18th. Then there's his first interview back from Copa America and the MLS All-Star Game, where I spoke to him after training, and he discusses the initial rumors with Leon and the racist abuse that he suffered during Copa America. Lastly, I got to participate in an exit interview, which was his final media availability through the club. I want to thank the Rapids Communications Department for making that happen. Give this a listen. See the show notes for timestamps of when each interview is, and take a trip down memory lane with us and hear Moise blossom and mature into a player who's now shattered Colorado's transfer record and is moving to a big club in the south of France. Have some tissues ready. Moise, if you're listening, merci beaucoup, monsieur. Félicitations. Au revoir. Nice à Ganera. Allons-y. Hi, Moise. First of all, congratulations. Welcome to the club. I always start this for players that I'm unsure. Moise Bambito. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Perfectly, yep. That's
okay. Okay, excellent. Did you get much sleep last night, or is it all partying and celebrating and just excitement? Okay. I was reading up on you after the draft yesterday. In your younger years at St. Laurent, you were a forward. You played midfield at times in college. Tell me about all the positions you've played and how you've grown to settle in at center back.
So, yeah, it's a pretty fun story, to be honest. I started playing at like 4 or 5 years old. And like you said, I started as a striker. I just loved the excitement of scoring goals, running past defenders, dribbling, all that stuff. And I was a bit too short compared to the other kids growing up, like 13, 14. And then my coach was like, it's not going to work out. You're a bit too young, a bit too short to play at that position because you're getting crushed up there. So we'll have to find you something else. And it started, and I went to right back position and played there for a couple of seasons. Wasn't really successful because I was coming off the bench. So then he tried to move me as a midfielder. And I was playing good, and I was also growing up a bit more, like, every season. Season was going on, I was growing up even more. And then I was, like, 6'2", and at what, 19 years old. 19 years old, I was 6'2", then he was like, okay, now I think you're tall enough to be successful and play as a center back. And I was like, no chance, because for me, center back was, like, a boring position. You never touch the ball, you scream a lot. And it's not fun stuff. That's what it was for me at that time. But I just wanted to play and really like have fun. So I decided to just go for it. And I think it paid off really well because I had a successful season at that time. And then decided to move to Iowa Western. Played a year and a half there. Won a national championship. And then went to UNH for a season. It was really successful for me as well. And then got drafted in MLS. Yeah, the rest is history.
Moise, you were a late bloomer. If you'd hit your growth spurt a little bit early, we could be talking about you being the Rapids' new number nine. But instead, you're at center back. Tell me about growing up in Montreal. What was the culture like there in terms of playing youth soccer, and were you a big Impact fan?
My biggest Impact fan, I'll say, wasn't really from Montreal. It was, like I said, I wasn't a defender back in the day, so I was kind of looking up for midfielders and strikers like Iniesta, Messi, Yaya, all that, all those big-time players. And also, the culture in Montreal is pretty diverse. You got like people from everywhere coming to your club, and I think it's a good thing because it brings spices to the style of play. You want to have people that play the same way because they have different backgrounds and in their, like, I'll say, country. It's a different environment, so it's something that you're not used to, and it helps progress and it reflects on the pitch.
Tell me about your time at UNH. I know it's it's a really condensed college season. You know, you blink and it's over, but you can also, players can grow a lot in those 3 or 4 months in ways that maybe they don't grow as much over the next, you know, over the other, what, 8 months out of the year. How'd you like your junior season? How much did you grow as a player?
I grew a lot, I'll say, because I wasn't the player I was before going there, and I felt like in that short period of time, they made me so comfortable, and it reflected on the field. And I think without them, without my teammates, I would definitely not be at this spot right now. So I'm really, really grateful to have them.
4 goals in 16 appearances seems like a lot for a center back. Talk to me about your goal scoring.
I did not expect to have 4 goals, to be honest. And I'll take it because it's an achievement you should be proud of. And I feel like corner kicks are really successful to me. Yep.
You're going to love then, I'm sure if you haven't spoken to him already, Moise, in the coming days or in the coming weeks, you will meet Chris Sharpie, who is the goalkeeper coach at the Colorado Rapids. But the Rapids, not this past season for a number of reasons that I won't go into, but historically have been the set piece kings of Major League Soccer, and it's something that they emphasize a lot. So get used to meeting Jack Price and get used to being familiar with the way that he takes crosses and everything, because if you can get your head onto those, then you will be very successful and the Rapids will again be the set piece kings of Major League Soccer. What do you know about the Rapids? I know, you know, you have classes, you have you've got games and everything. How much of this past MLS season did you watch? How familiar are you with the club and the league?
I am pretty familiar, I'll say, because I've been following Robin Fraser for a while. And knowing that he's a center back and I'm a center back, so I feel like we'll have I'll learn a lot from him, definitely, and he'll teach me a lot of stuff that I probably don't even know, because I've been playing center back for a long time, so I'll definitely take whatever he has to teach me.
Mm-hmm. Have you spoken to Robin at all through the draft process or since getting drafted?
No, not yet.
Okay. Talk to me about becoming a Generation Adidas player. You know, who reached out from the league? What was your interest in that? What's that process been like?
It was Aleko from the MLS who reached out to me saying that I got the GA. And it all happened so fast because I wasn't, you know, there was a MLS combine.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pre-list that got released. And I wasn't on it. So in my mind, I was not going to get anything this season, and it was fine because I had another year and I was looking forward to it. And then got an invite to the combine, played well there. I think I showcased my skills and some people were really interested. And after the combine, I thought I did well and I had some chances for the GA, but I was not really like thinking about it too much. And 2 or 3 days later, I just heard that I got it and I was really happy. Happy and feel like hard work always pays off, so it's really a good thing.
I don't want to hold you to this answer or anything, so don't take it too seriously, but had you not gotten the GA contract, do you think you would have gone back for your senior season?
That's a really good question. Really good question. I don't think so, because you can't get a GA when you're a senior.
Mm-hmm.
It's only for underclassmen.
That's so. Right. What was the draft interview process like? I've spoken to a number of players back in, you know, before COVID when it was in person. Was it a lot of Zoom calls? Were guys hitting you up on WhatsApp? You know, what was that all like? And, you know, how serious was Porik when he interviewed you?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, the setup was really professional, even though it was online, you know, but it felt like you were really in there. Oh, I had like a lot of people going to see the draft show, so I really felt like I was living it like if I was in a big room with everyone.
Mm-hmm. I spoke to him last night, and he said that you were very professional. At least, just, you know, in the few minutes that I've spoken to you, you come off as a very young and intelligent and articulate young man. Was that something that you prepped for at all, or is this just naturally how you are as a person?
I mean, I didn't really have a speech to say, but I did my homework, and I just got prepared a little bit, and I knew what to say when the moment came, so like it went well.
Very good. I can hear a little bit of your Montreal accent. How's your French? Is it very good?
Yeah. English is my secondary language, so I speak French really, really often.
Okay, I don't know, other than Kevin Cabral, who the Rapids just traded for, obviously, the winger formerly from LA Galaxy, I'm not sure that there's any other native French speakers on the team. You'll hear a lot of Spanish, so maybe you get used to hearing some bad bony in the locker room for sure. But Moisa, I just want to thank you for your time. Last question from me. If you had anything that you'd like to say to Rapids fans, what would it be?
Really excited to get to work, and go Rapids.
All right. Moise, thank you very much for your time. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and hopefully I'll be seeing you throughout preseason, and then obviously for the season opener, what, coming up in that first week in March.
Thank you so much.
Moise, how are you doing?
Good, good, and you?
Good,
thank you.
You know, what's the last couple days been like for you, knowing your journey, and how surreal was it to get that call?
I'm gonna first talk about the call itself. To be honest, I didn't expect it, and when he told me about me coming in and being a good replacement, I was just super excited, super happy. Obviously, give the message to my family and friends. And they were all thrilling for me and really happy to see what's next. So, yeah, the past couple of days have been awesome in this new environment, meeting new people, new famous people, kind of. And, yeah, it's good to get to know them a little bit more and see how is it to be in the national team.
Moise, what's been being introduced to the rest of the program like for you? You know, did you know John Herdman before? You know, any players that you knew before? Is this your first time meeting Fonzie?
So, yeah, it is my first time meeting Fonzie. I didn't really know much about John Herdman, to be honest. I mean, I'm a Canadian, so I was definitely watching every game they played. But I didn't know him like that before. But I knew one guy that played in the national team, Ismail Kone. He's from my former club team back in Montreal. So also when I got the call, I let him know as soon as possible. And then he was also happy for me and couldn't wait to see me up here. So, yeah, kind of a little bit familiar to some of them. But, no, I didn't know anyone that plays in the big leagues, you know.
Mm. Who gave you the call? Yeah. Who told you?
Sorry?
Who called you? Who first told you about the call-up?
It was John himself. He called me and told me that I was gonna come in.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Moise, did you how close did you pay attention to the Canada men's national team growing up? Obviously, it's been a complete turnaround for the program in the last really three years or so. But
yeah,
growing up in Montreal, were they a big influence? Looking to them,
I won't say that. Obviously, like when you're a kid, you're looking at big clubs in Europe, and you're not really following like what's going on here. But we had like one guy that was like one of our role models here in Montreal. It was Ali Gerba. He played in Montreal Impact back in the days and also played for the national team. So yeah, he was one of the only guy that I like kind of look up to, and he kind of introduced me to this, you know, big stage thing. So it's great.
Gotcha. Moise, you know, we talked to Coach Brown from Iowa Western earlier today, and he told us he hopes you're doing well, first of all, and he told us about the bloody nose drill and the gauntlet mentality. Since getting called up, you know, have you been able to reflect on those traits that helped you get here, and you know, what do those sayings still mean to you?
Most definitely. Coach Brown has been a huge, huge, huge impact into my, I'll say, drive into this, like the soccer thing. Like for me, before I was like 19, I didn't really know if I wanted to go pro or anything. And when I turned 21, before I turned 21, I joined the Iowa Western, and I wanted to like get a degree and stuff, but also like play soccer, you know. And he was the one who, like, gave me that drive, that hunger to, like, strive for more every single day. And that gauntlet mentality comes in because we like, have a exercise called the gauntlet. And this is, like, super, super competitive. Like, when you play this, you know you'll have, like, a rip bib, you'll be injured for sure. Like, you don't wear any shin guards. People tackle. It's just so gritty. And yeah, just being in that kind of an environment gets you going. And once you, like, it pushes you to the next level for sure. So yeah, after my time there, I knew what I wanted to do, knew where I wanted to go. And I think it paid off. So all thanks to him for sure.
Moise, he did mention that he heard about your call-up from one of the other coaches at New Hampshire, so I'm going to remind you to text him the next time you get your next call-up. What was the message, or was there anything when you left the Rapids from any of your teammates or from Robin about the call-up?
I mean, they were all excited and happy for me, obviously, but some of them were just like, hey, when you go there, be sure to enjoy yourself. Because you never know when you're going to get another call-up. So just get everything in and, you know, don't get too comfortable, obviously. But just don't be afraid to talk to people, get to know them. Because you never know, maybe you can call up again. And then since you already started that relationship, you'll be more comfortable on the next one. So just go out there and enjoy yourself, really.
Moise, John has done some interesting tactical stuff at the back with a couple of different players. And, you know, I know Robin's maybe done that a little bit as well, with you being as a mobile center back, at times a wing back as well. I don't know. We're not going to tell Panama's coaching staff what you tell us right now, but do you have any idea of tactically, like, what your role is going to be, or what particularly John sees in you beyond just a young up-and-coming player who's been in good form?
So, yeah, I don't know if I can talk about it, to be honest, but all I can tell you to be straight up is that I will play center back, I think. So that's all I can say.
Gotcha. Moise, I'm doing some research. I'm pretty sure you're the second fastest Generation Adidas player to earn a national team call-up. Only
the second one?
Second fastest. Like,
really?
From when you signed in the draft to getting your first call up, you know who you're behind?
Is it Kyle Irwin?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I knew it.
Yeah. But, you know, you still got a call up faster than the likes of, I don't even know, like, you know, Tim Howard or Brad Guzan or, you know, some of the U.S. men's national team players, too. Is it? You know how much of a meteoric rise it's been, but has it hit you yet? You know how, holy cow, what a month?
Yeah, it's been, I mean, it's been, the past 2 years has just been crazy for me, to be honest. Because I just started JUCO 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finished JUCO, played USL2 for a season, then got D1, and in my head, D1 I was going to say at least 2 years, and then hopefully get a, like, you know, get picked in the draft. And then it just lasted 4 months. Four months later, I'm in Colorado playing with them. I'm in Denver playing with the Colorado Rapids. And a couple months after that, I get injured. And in my head, it's just like, what's next? Like, where do I go from now? And I think I did my rehab pretty well. Got back in the session, in the training session, did well there too. And 2 months after that, I get a call up in the national team. So it's been crazy. It's been a crazy 2 years for me for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm really grateful, really happy. And it just a proof that hard work always pays off. So you gotta keep working every day.
Moise, obviously the headline from a greater CONCACAF perspective going into Thursday is going to be USA versus Mexico, fairly or unfairly.
Yeah.
Once again, maybe Canada is doubted and expect to finish third, just like in the qualification. You know, what are internally, what are your guys' expectations and goals for this week?
Obviously, like every team in this nation's league, we all want to win. So our goal for us is definitely to be number one in the competition. So it all starts Thursday, and after that we go from there, and hopefully we get the gold medal.
I know you're on the list for the Gold Cup as well. I know there's some other Rapids teammates, and Brian Acosta and Robinson Aguirre from Rapids 2, for, you know, who are considered elsewhere. You know, what to have this big summer ahead potentially. I mean, it's already a big summer, but, you know, to even know and you're still in contention for that. How cool is it?
How cool is it, you said?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool, to be honest. But to be honest, it just, like, starts here first. And I have to do well enough for the coaching staff to see that I'm reliable and I can help out in the next tournament. And if I, like I said, do well here, hopefully we'll get a call up on the next one, and then we'll go from there. And we just got to work hard and prove I can earn my spot. So yeah, pretty cool.
Hey, Moise, just so real quick, how big of an influence did, I guess, the city of the Montreal city soccer scene influence your game, or influence, I don't know, anything like that?
Say, I mean,
the club or anything.
Something that Montreal taught me is to play with your, like, bring your own spices to the table. Don't just play like everyone. And that's what is going to make you different. And I think that paid off, because I was not playing as a center back before going to Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that little easiness on the ball helped me out a lot on the coaching staff of where I went. And I think they were pleased with it, that I was comfortable on the ball and is not afraid to, like, you know, play in between the lines and just, like, yeah, be fearless. So I think that's one thing that Montreal has taught me, is just to not be afraid to bring what you can bring. That is not normal.
Moise, not to dwell on this, but we haven't spoken to you since the San Jose game, obviously. You know, how quickly were you able to move on from that game? Your teammates were able to tell you to, you know, to not let it get to your head and be down about yourself, given officiating that Brendan and I felt could have been different.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it sucks to be a man down. You're the guy who's up, you know, and you can't help out your team anymore. It just sucks to see them, like, struggling out there, playing the men behind, and just battling to get a draw, or, you know, not lose the game. But yeah, they were really, really cheerful. Told me, like, to not worry about it too much, because after your suspension, you'll be back against Vancouver, and you just gotta think about this one and not taking that as fast. So Yeah, they were helpful a lot. They helped me a lot, to be honest.
Moise, I guess family wise, are you how many siblings do you have, or is it just you?
I live with three siblings. I got two siblings, so we're three.
Nice. Are you the oldest or the youngest, or?
No, I'm the middle one.
Gotcha. Interesting. Any did the oldest one influence you playing soccer, or?
I mean, he's big into sports, but he's not the one who like got me into soccer. Really, it just happened. My mom wanted me to do a sport when I was younger, and I just started kicking balls around, and she was like, "Yep, soccer it is." So I just got into it, played, loved it. Yeah, here we are now.
No kidding. And last one for me, Moise. How's your singing voice?
My singing voice?
Yeah.
For the national anthem.
The national anthem?
I'll be fine. I've been having the national anthem on repeat on my headphones, so yeah, I'll be buzzing.
Really?
I'll be buzzing on Christmas.
Yeah. On repeat. Any particular like YouTube videos, or you know, of the fans you looked up, or what, you know, anything?
No, I just typed up national anthem on YouTube, and I've been hitting that one since I've been called up, to be honest. It's in good shape right now.
Mm-hmm. Moise, are you gonna do it all in English, or are you gonna do the French lyrics in French? Right.
I was having it in French, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
No kidding. going back to that gauntlet mentality. You know. For you to be, I guess, knowing, as you said, you brought all the spices from Montreal, and all of a sudden you're in the gauntlet games and the bloody nose drills. How what did it take to mentally get through those drills and knowing it really was a warrior kind of day when you
had at first, to be honest, at first you just don't want to do it. But you're like, why am I doing this, you know? And when you figure out that you have to go through that to play, and you see everyone that is like, because me, I was the new guy when I came in, and everyone was used to it, and I was just like, what's going on? Like, why are you guys willingly want to have the ball hit your nose? Like, what are you doing? And like, when you realize that they got the hunger that to prove to the coaching staff that they want to play, and like they're willing to like have the ball on their toes, you're just like, okay, so that's what it takes. So you just go through that, and then you're fine. It just you just get hit once, and then you're good. So I think I got hit a few times, to be honest. You get on like with like 15 on the line, and you just gotta be lucky to not be hit. But so you will get hit for sure. And yeah, as soon as you go through that, to be honest, mentally, you're just like up a notch, and you're just ready to overcome anything.
Gotcha.
Moise, did you watch the Nuggets last night?
Yeah. Yep, it's a parade inside my city. Yeah, we won. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Too bad you'll have to miss out on the parade, though, but, you know. They'll do it.
Did you watch it?
Oh yeah, we.
Oh yeah,
it was phenomenal.
Were you out and about when they won? Because everyone was out. Everyone was out in the streets.
Yeah, we went to go get some food, Moise, nice, and we ran into Mike and Remy. Actually, they were getting some Qdoba when we were.
Yeah, they sent me some videos of them celebrating.
Nice. Well, I think, Moise, you know, thank you for your time.
No worries at all.
And, I don't know. I just got to know. Do you still play with that that chip on your shoulder that you went through community college, through
always
the trials?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. I still have it on. Because for me, it's just an amazing experience that I'm going through right now. But in my head, it's always like, it's never guaranteed. Like, it's not because you're here now that you'll be there tomorrow. So you got to prove that you earned your spot and just want to be there until the end, you know? So you just got to play with it. And I haven't, I got called up for the national team and I've played a little bit in the MLS, but I haven't proven anything. So for me, it's just a learning experience every day that I get better because I'm not the best yet. So yeah, I got a chip on my shoulder for sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Moise, again. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Moise. We'll talk to you after you come back and start and score a goal against Vancouver.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, see ya.
Brain Nurse with the Denver Post. Moise, happy birthday.
Thank you.
What does it mean for you to get a goal like that on your birthday?
Yeah, it's just a dream come true. I actually was thinking about it a little bit. Not that much. I just wanted to win, but I was like, if I get a goal, it'll be sweet too. And it happened. So really happy. Really happy for the team as well.
Hey, Moise, Keith Richards, Team MDS Media. So you were the third overall pick for Colorado last season. You spent time with the national team. You've been a pretty regular starter dating back to last season. How do you feel about your journey in the MLS and with the national team so far?
I think it's been a journey for sure, because right after the start of the last season, I got injured. So I had I could have not been where I'm at today, but with the help of my teammates and the coaching staff, they helped me grow as a man also and be an adult. And it just went well for me. And then got experience in the national team, got back from there, had the experience that they brought into my personal IQ, I'll say, and then brought it back to the Rapids, and it got me to, I'd say, get regular minutes now with the squad. Sorry.
Moise, we've been Matt Pollard, Burgundy Wave. You've been waiting for the team to have a breakout moment on set pieces. How much has Chris Sharpie helped you become a master of the basics and help you guys get the win today?
Oh yeah, he's been on me for a minute now. And before the start of the game, he looked at me and was like, today's the day. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And it happened. So I just got to go back to him after the press conference and hug him really hard. Yep.
Best birthday present of your life? Or?
It's up there. It's up there for sure. Up there for sure.
Yeah, can you kind of just take me through the moment, what you saw on the corner when you got up to it, and then what was going through your head when it went past Hugo Lloris?
So we had that set piece set up, and I just saw that the first post was wide open for me. I wasn't marked at all, and I was just waiting for Jordy to put that ball in the spot, and it actually came, and I was like, okay, now I just got to put it in the first post, and hopefully it's going to go in against a top keeper like Hugo Lloris. It's just insane to me to have scored on him. And yeah, it went in, and I just celebrate with the fans, with my teammates. I just had no clue what was going on, if I'm honest with you.
Moise, I saw after the game, you and Kevin run over to the fans, right behind the bench, and you're dancing and hugging and everything. What'd you make of his performance and how he's, kind of grown as he's had to reprove himself to a new coaching staff to get the start today?
Nah, he was top. He was top today. Kevin was just on it offensively, defensively. I don't know if you saw after a corner kick that we had, he had a great recovery run and made that slide tackle. I was like, wow, we have to win this. Just the mentality that he brought to this game was just outstanding. And for us to get to win, for him to get a performance like that, I think it's just going to get him confident enough for next game against a tough opponent as well. So we'll need that for sure. And to talk about the celebration, it was actually to my mom that was upstairs in the suite. So she was dancing, so I started dancing. And then the fans thought it was for them, but it's for them actually too, but it was mainly for my mom that was upstairs. So.
Is this the first Rapids game she's been to?
No, second. But first when I'm starting and I score. So
yeah.
Top one. Top one for sure.
Moise, you shut down Golden Boot winner. My words, shut down Golden Boot winner, Pwanga, today. Now, obviously, talk about next week and your tough task. And apparently you're going to see Messi twice because Canada's first game in the Copa.
I mean, it's just for me, it's just an honor because I don't know if you know about the game EAFC 24. Yeah. I have Messi on my team. And for me to just be able to actually play against him on a real pitch, it's just an honor. So obviously, with all the qualities he have, and I just got to respect the man, you know, all the accolades he has. So I just got to go out there, do my thing, and make sure I do my best to shut him off as well.
Who's the best EAFC player?
It's Messi. Has to be.
Sorry. No, who's the best player on the team? Sorry.
Miami?
No. The best player on the Rapids that plays EAFC.
Oh, I think it's... has to be Georgie, no? Georgie. Yeah. I think it's Georgie. Yeah, Georgie's class. Georgie's class.
Moise, what does the team make of Andres' mask? Does he look scary or does he just look uncomfortable with it?
Oh, no, he's badass. He's badass. He's badass. And, like, when he gives you direction, now you just got to respect it and do it because it feels like he's going to be on you if you don't, you know? It's actually, like, scary.
Moise, obviously, Zach Steffen with six big saves tonight. How is he just in terms of leadership of you through Mexu's injury, just making sure everyone's done a really cohesive job on the back line today?
I think he's been outstanding today. If you think about it, like in terms of shots inside of the box, there weren't that many. And the one that was inside of the box, he took care of. And it's just so he brings so much peace, I'd say, because when I'm like a defender and let's say I get passed, an attacker is going to pass me and I know I have Zach behind me. So I'm like, I'm good. And also he gives great directions. And like, if I'm not on top of it, he's going to be, and he's going to make sure I'm doing it well. So it's always good to have him in the back.
Moise, happy match day. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you too.
Yes. Do you like flying in the day before a game? Do you care?
It's way better than flying the same day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys, how do you relax or take up time when you're here all day?
To be honest, I like to walk around mm-hmm. the first day we come in just to get your legs a little bit, mm-hmm. flush it out.
Yeah.
Then I eat, go to my room and just relax, to be mm-hmm. honest. I don't sleep right away because I don't feel like I'm tired, but I feel, since it's the same time, mm-hmm. there's no change.
Yeah.
I sleep at like 11:30, 12.
Yeah. Where's your favorite city to do a walk in? What's a good downtown?
New York was so fun.
New York.
New York was so fun. I didn't even tell anyone, I just left. Usually I ask for like Yappy and Kevin to come and walk with me. Mm-hmm. But New York, I was just like, nah. Okay. I enjoyed myself. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. Okay. You mentioned Kevin and Yappy. How's Kamani's French doing? You guys teaching him?
He wants to learn, but it's hard when the pronunciation and the like the spelling is mm-hmm. it's kind of harsh. So mm-hmm. sometimes like he'll try to say a word once in a while, but it's not it.
Mm-hmm. What's different about either your accent or some of the terminology between like you and Kevin speaking Canadian French versus?
Yeah, it's just a pronunciation of some mm-hmm. words.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be like, let's say. It's like English in American English.
Yeah.
And English from the UK.
Yeah.
There's some words that are the same but not pronounced. Like let's say if you say balloon.
Okay.
I think or color. Color yeah. is like with an O R and yeah. like for them it's like O U R, something yeah. like that. That's the same thing for us in the French from France.
Okay. So, is there a different slang too to where like yeah, you're 100%. Saying something that doesn't yeah. seem to yeah, make 100%. Sense?
There's some all of his slang, mm-hmm. I'll understand, but yeah. my slang, he's not gonna get it.
Okay.
What is that? I'll be like, yeah, something we do over there. So yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
Yeah. Have you spoken to Jesse Marsh since he got the Canada job?
No, I haven't. I haven't spoken to him, but I know that obviously he's got the new job. So he's got to look at a lot of players,
mm-hmm.
and it's still new to him. So I think he's going to mm-hmm. get in contact with some yeah. of the players, maybe not all of them. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited to see about the selection. I don't know if I'm going to get picked, but
yeah.
as of right now, I'm. Playing well, doing well with the club, so I think I put all the chances in my favor to maybe get a selection. So
yeah, playing in Copa America would be a big deal for you. That's a goal.
Yeah, it's a wish of mine. Yeah.
I'd love to play.
Have you paid
Argentina as well in our group, so it's going to be nice to play Messi twice. It's going to be really nice.
Yeah, especially since,
Yeah.
Get a result against Messi twice. Yeah. How many guys can say that?
I mean, insane.
Mm-hmm. Have you paid attention to Marsh's career? Like, do you know or think anything about his?
I've heard he played with Chris.
Yeah.
When they were at Chicago?
Yeah. And then they coached together at Red Bulls, and then Jesse was in Germany and Austria, and then he was at Leeds. So it's a very up-tempo.
He's got a good. I mean, he knows his football for sure. And he's the. I feel like he's energetic, just like Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Just have like the style of play he wants to implicate in his with the group he has, and I feel like with Canada we have a lot of athleticism. So mm-hmm. I think it's going to be great to. To see how we can play with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait.
What do you see in RSL? How are they a different team from when you guys played them 3rd week?
They are definitely really good, so we have to respect that. But obviously, we have a style of play that takes away time. At some moments, I won't say for 90 minutes, but mm-hmm. this time when we're going to play high up the field, that's when we can be really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel we just got to emphasize this tactic and make sure like we cover depth because you have fast players and clever players like Chicho.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like defensively they're really solid. I think they haven't lost after us at home.
I looked that up. I think that's true.
So it's going to be really hard to like penetrate them, and we're going to be taking advantage of those set pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they didn't concede yet in set pieces, but I feel like with Sharpie anything is possible. So we'll see how it goes.
You and Andres are, you know, doing a lot of good stuff against some top strikers in the league. You know, Guanga for LAFC, Brian White on Wednesday. What's working in terms of how you guys are able to negate very good players for the opponent?
I think it's all credit to Maxwell, to be honest. In the back line, I won't say I'm a pawn, but, like, I listen to him because mm-hmm. I know he's got a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And where he played also, it's a high-tempo football.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like just by going through the motions with him, and like listening to if I have to step up, maybe stay a little bit more and like cover the depth, like I said. So just listen to him, and he's the captain of the ship.
Yeah.
I think we're doing a really good job at just like knowing who we're playing against,
mm-hmm.
and also like respecting them also, because if you just go into game and be like, yeah, I'm going to be the best, no one's going to go through me just like that. It's not going to happen. You have to respect their qualities and make sure you take care of the back line and not conceding.
Mm-hmm. Is his English better, or do you guys speak French?
Maxwell?
Yeah. No? Okay. Is his English better than last year then?
Way better. I mean, okay. I think he has got a better English than me, for sure. Like, I really understand what he's saying.
Maybe
he's got an accent, for sure.
Yeah.
You know? But everything he says, it's clear and understandable.
Okay. Maybe he's just less talkative. Maybe he's less talkative.
Yeah, probably.
You speak more, and he speaks when he has to, not when he wants to.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I saw on the flight yesterday you were wearing a do-rag. Is that helping with your hair or something?
Yeah, because if I don't wear a do-rag, and like, because I always sleep in the plane.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, but like, it's so relaxing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't wear a do-rag and I move around with my head, my braids are just going to go like up.
Okay.
When I wake up, it's going to be like
a mess.
I'm insane, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I have to wear it. Do I can hold it down. Yeah.
Moise, good to see you. Good
thank
luck
you.
Tonight.
Thank you. All
thank right. you so much.
Thank you, Moise.
Talk soon.
All right.
Moise, how are you? It's been a minute.
It's been since the...
Before Copa, so a month now? Maybe 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's been more than that. The last time I spoke to you, I think it was...
Long time.
When we were on the way to Salt Lake, no? Second time?
Yes.
Yeah, you traveled
yes,
with us.
I did. Yes. It was a good conversation. Yeah. Unfortunate result.
Unfortunately,
but,
not the result we wanted, but
yeah.
We got it now, right?
Yeah. How was Copa America for you?
It was good, actually. Great experience. Got to play against the best player in the world
mm-hmm.
twice. And this was my third encounter with him.
Yes.
So that was good. Mm-hmm. To reach the semi-final with Canada is really a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy part about it was that we were hungry for more.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried our best to get a third place against Uruguay, but unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
PK sometimes go your way and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, really, really pleased with how we end things there.
How's Jesse for you?
Good. Good. Pretty similar to Chris Armas.
I wonder why.
But yeah, really top guy and cares about his players and how their well-being before how they perform on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something every player should look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's great to have someone with that much of expertise with like coaching top teams in Premier League and also in, I think, Bundesliga, Leipzig as well.
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Really good experience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for some of the stuff that happened to you off the field.
Yeah, it's part of the game, man. Sometimes when you do some good stuff, it's not going to make people happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just got to be positive and look forward to the next match, the match after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hi.
Were you happy or at least encouraged by how your Canadian and then the Colorado people treated that?
That's what I was most focused on. It's the response from not only me, but my teammates that were really close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And show a lot of support. My Colorado family that was there for me as well. And I heard that the game against, I think, Montreal or St. Louis were at the 15th minute.
Yes.
And the 64th minute.
They've had every single home game since the Argentina game. They've had a TIFO out there.
Yeah.
And so it's got the two hearts, one in burgundy and then with your Rapids number and then one in red with your Canadian number. Because you're 15 for Canada. 15
and 64, yeah.
Yeah, so they've...
So yeah, I noticed that and I really appreciate it. That was really cool.
Very good stuff. How happy are you guys about Rocky Mountain Cup?
I mean, to be honest, if I want to be really honest.
Be really honest, Moise.
Last year, okay, when we talked to me about Rocky mm-hmm. Mountain Cup, I was like, okay. And we lost three games out of three, I think.
If we're including Open Cup, 4-4.
4-4. So for me, I was like, yo, you know, it is what it is. But this year, every time we were playing Salt Lake, I had fire in my eyes. And I really wanted to not only perform as the best as I can, but only get the result for a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we got the Rocky Mountain Cup now and it's home, and I feel like it just shows how successful we are this year and mm-hmm. how dialed in we are about this event. And I think we showed up on the day, even though there was a weather delay that mm-hmm. happened and killed us a little bit, and
mm-hmm.
3 minutes in we concede a goal and then it's 2-2.
Yeah,
but we stayed in the fight and give it all, and Cole Bassett did it again for us.
Yeah, so Moise, I saw there was some food that was brought to you guys during the delay.
Were you
spicy marinara?
I was spicy marinara.
No Uncrustable?
Yeah, no Uncrustable.
Okay.
No, just spicy marinara, but I mixed it up with some Alfredo, so
okay.
It wasn't that spicy. So that was good. And yeah, drink a lot of water too, so that helped.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, really happy with what happened after. Yeah.
How was last week?
The All-Star game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Just to be in this environment with top players that have so much under their belt, and to be around them, train two times, I think, and have a game. And just, I was on the bench when Busquets was playing with Jordi Alba, and for me to just be on the sideline watching them mm-hmm. do their thing, it's actually... Nice thing to see.
Yeah, seems like here it's been important that there have been other French speakers, and I know there were not just Wilfred, but there was a bunch.
Yeah, there was a bunch, six guys, I think. Steven Moreira, Rudy Camacho, Mathieu Chouanier, Danny Boanga. And yeah, I think I'm missing
some. Does Benteke speak French?
Hugo Lloris, Christian Benteke. Oh. And I think maybe someone else that I missed, but there's so many of them. So for me, I was just speaking French, and I was actually forgetting about Kian. But he has his wife there with him, so... I don't think he was bothered too much.
Okay.
But yeah, it was fun.
Did your mom come down? Did she join?
No. I just had a couple of friends come and watch me play. So
okay.
That was fun. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Did you run into, did you know Wilfred before? When
I knew who he was, but never.
You hadn't met him?
Never met him.
Okay.
And now, when I was there last weekend, we chatted a little bit about my pathway and
mm-hmm.
How I was in Montreal, but he never heard about me. It was just fun. It was just fun to catch up a little bit. Yeah.
Were you bothered that no one from Impact ever reached out to you or?
Not really. I mean, I'm just I was just conscious on how many players there were in our city, Montreal,
uh-huh.
and the fact that there's only one academy,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is 6 hours away. So for us to, in Toronto, mm-hmm. one 6 hours away.
Okay.
So for us to just get into that academy, there's 2,000 players that want to join in. So I don't think they look at everyone.
Okay.
And to me, I didn't take it personal. I was just if they can't watch me where I am, I think I'll just have to go somewhere else where they can see me. And I did it, and I went to JUCO and D1, Colorado.
We've spoken about that. Yeah. How'd you take the reaction when Chris surprised you that you were making the All-Star game?
I didn't know. He caught me by surprise. He really caught me off guard. Because he just asked me, like, what am I doing for All-Star game?
Yeah.
What do you mean All-Star game?
I'm going to be here for training.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
And then he said that, yeah, you're going to the All-Star game. I was just really happy because that was actually one of my goals, to be on an All-Star. Mm-hmm. Something you can, like, be proud of. And, you know, after the game last week, I made every player sign my jersey, and now I'm just going to frame it in my room and have it there because it's a really good achievement.
Okay, very good stuff. Moise, there's some noise around you with Olympic Lyon that has some interest in you. Is that something you're thinking about at all?
Obviously, it's something you should look at, because in terms of next step, next level game, maybe if you're trying to play some Champions League, Europa League games, maybe that's something you want to look at. But in terms of if I'm happy where I am right now, of course, I'm really happy with this, my situation here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me if I'd like to explore my...
I'd like to cover a Champions League club as media.
Yeah.
You would like to play for a Champions League club.
I'd like to play for a Champions League club. Of course, I'm going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that...
You want to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes, man.
Yeah. Moise, good to speak with you.
Thank
good
you.
To see you again.
Good
welcome back.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See you Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the day. Well, it's a day that I was looking forward, but not looking forward because of the terms that I really love this club. And it's a hard time for me to let it go. But it's a good day because also I get to chase my dream and, you know, test myself in a potential Champions League team. So, yeah, it's a good day for me.
We'll go to Matt.
Moise, thank you so much for the time and congratulations on the opportunity. You've absolutely earned it. Walk me through the whole uncertainty of this saga. And I know there were a few different clubs that were reported to be in there. You know, how much of that was something that was on your mind, or you maybe being a little bit anxious or excited about all the possibilities, but the uncertainty?
Yeah, there were a couple of clubs. There was obviously Olympique Lyon that you know about, Red Bull Salzburg, and Nice that came in, OGC Nice that came in a bit later in the run. And yeah, I think for me it was a difficult choice to make because of how good all three teams are and how much success they have with young players. So for me, it was a really tough decision to make. And it came down to numerous things, which was, first of all, I want to be able to be in a country where my family can be in a good environment. And I felt like being in France will help them a lot, especially my mom, who only speaks French. So I think there was something that I had to put into consideration. And obviously they play really good football. And I have people that know the coach over there really well. So they kind of like put me into the loop, and that made my decision a bit easier.
We'll go to Brady.
Hey, Moyers, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the opportunity again. I agree with Matt, you totally deserve it. But, you know, when you think of the rise you've had over the past few years, going from community college to now, you know, obviously going to Ligue 1, just what about your year and a half, 2 years here was the most significant to you? Thank you.
I'd say that it just allowed me to transition, really, because once I came in from D1 from New Hampshire, I think I had an idea of what was the MLS, but I didn't know what it was about really. As soon as I stepped foot into the pitch, that's when I understood what I had to do to be able to reach the next level. And obviously the coaching staff, my teammates, I mean, the whole organization was really helpful towards this journey. And yeah, I couldn't be more grateful to them. And yeah, I think by being able to set standards, by also going to the national team and play with players that obviously has Champions League, play Europa League, playing top five league, really, allowed me to once again set standards and be able to move forward as fast as I could.
We'll go to Mitch.
Hey, Moist, to echo those guys, congratulations. You know, you obviously you've had ambitions to reach a top five league like this, and this has always sort of been the cards, but was there a particular moment where it sort of dawned on you that this was real, where it was, you know, instead of a dream, more of like a achievable goal? And, you know, sort of once you sort of knew that that was the possibility, you know, what sort of changed for you with your game and with Colorado?
I think it was always there for me. I was always looking from afar, but since this season and how much Chris Armas helped give me confidence, and also my teammates helped give me confidence to be able to play at the highest level of my capacity towards the start of the season till mid season. And also Jesse Much that gave me a chance to play in the national team. Obviously, our two games in Europe that we had and the Copa America. And it was really in May when I realized that there was a possibility, because that's when, around the time that I had some interest from Europe. And yeah, I thought to myself that this could be a possibility, but I have to obviously perform well for the remaining of the season. That's what I thought. That was my thought process, and maybe there was going to something happen. But obviously, after a successful Copa America that Canada had, then everything started going really fast, and that's about when I kind of knew that, yeah, there's going to be chances that I go this summer. So yeah, it happened really fast towards me, I'd say.
Back to Matt.
Moise, have you had any communication with Jesse in the last couple of weeks? What does he think of the move? What does he think for your national team career?
Yeah, I think he's really pleased with my decision, really pleased with the move. And he can't wait to work with me and see me grow in the top five league, and yeah, allow myself to compete with the best and then come back with the national team and be able to build towards the World Cup that we'll be hosting. So obviously it's a good moment for a team.
That's great.
Moise, I know that not much can compare to playing for Canada, but you know, this is a step in a positive direction for you. Just, is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to most about the competition in France?
Yeah, I'd like to see how they perceive football, because the MLS sees it away, and I'd like to see how it is in Europe, especially in France, to see how they think, how they play, and test myself against really top players, and also be able to compete in the Europa League and see how the environment over there is. So I'm really excited.
Back to Mitch.
Oh, sorry. You mentioned how fast the interest sort of came starting to May. You know, since then, Copa America, MLS All-Star Game, you know, pretty rapid rise, being around a lot of players. Have any of them, you know, whether it's your Canadian national teammates or, you know, anybody you met at the All-Star Game, reached out and sort of, you know, kind of help give you advice or talk you through sort of what this kind of move is like and how fast, you know, how fast your situation changed from draft pick to kind of really, really known commodity?
Yeah, I spoke to Kyle Lerman in particular. I mean, he was not in the All-Star game, but he's someone who played in the MLS, and he's now playing in Europe, and we're playing together at the national team. So he's someone I reached out to know how the process was for him and what should I expect in those type of transfers. And yeah, I think he pretty much told me everything I needed to know, and I'm thankful for that. Yeah.
Back to Matt.
Moise, you mentioned that you've got a few people around you who are familiar with the coaching staff at Nice. How much direct interactions have you had with the club? How much do you know about the club? And is your hamstring good to go given they're starting the league play this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's something that Chris Armas have been careful with, because he knew that I had muscle tightness and didn't want to push me too hard if I had to go back and play over there if I will play. So yeah, I think my tightness is going to be fine by now, by then, and yeah, I'll be all right for sure.
That's great.
Moise, bit of a big question, but you know, what do you think would be your favorite memory here of Colorado?
I don't think I have one memory, to be honest. I have plenty of them, but if I have to pick one, for me, it's our Rocky Mountain Cup title that we had late in July. So it's a moment that brought all the Colorado Rapids fans together, the whole organization together. It's something that we were looking for many years now, and for me to be able to be a part of this moment is something that I'll cherish. So definitely that one, yeah.
Back to Mitch.
Moise, you know, when you were at Copa and dealing with some fan backlash and all that, you know, C38 made some TIFOs and put them up in the stadium, and they brought them back out when you returned to the club. I think that was for Rocky Mountain Cup. You know, what has the support from them meant to you? And if you had any sort of lasting message to Colorado Rapids fans in C38, what would that be?
I mean, they've showed support since the day I arrived, and that's something that you can go and not look at, to be honest, because they've brought so much support, not just towards me, but towards the whole team. And when we had a bad season last year, they were there. And now that it's getting better, they're there, and they want us to be happy so they can be happy. And yeah, to talk about the backlash that I had at the Copa America, and when I saw that, I think it was the game against Montreal. I think, it was a... Really, I was tearing up. I mean, I wasn't tearing up, but I had a teardrop coming in. Really, my eyes were warm. So yeah, just to show how close I am with the fan base here, and how supportive they are. I think they've shown that they'll be with me till the end of my career, and if I can ever come back to Colorado to share that experience again with them, I gladly do it.
And then a follow-up there. When you were picked in the draft, our first, a couple shows after that we had your coach from New Hampshire on and kind of gave us your scouting report and sort of kind of what to expect, you know, from your play. Have you talked to any of your past coaches or anything like that? Have you checked in with him, and has he sort of given you any support for this?
Yeah, as we were about to have this interview, Coach Hubbard just shoot me a text. I couldn't respond to it yet, but yeah, he did shoot me a text, and I spoke to my coach also from Iowa Western Community College, and they're really proud of me, really excited for what's next, and I'm really grateful for them as well. So. Yeah, I did reach out to them.
Back to Matt.
Moise, I'm going to assume with Kevin's elbow injury, he hasn't had a chance to challenge you as fastest player on the team. Are you leaving the Rapids as the fastest player in MLS? And who do you think will take that once you're gone from the club?
Yeah, I think as of now, I still have the title. I mean, I don't know what the rest of the season holds for the rest of the players, but I think that Kimani, Stewart, Baines... could be up next, to be honest. He's someone who's shown that he can be really fast. Obviously, he's not faster than me, but you know, I'll take it from there. So yeah, you got him, KSB.
Back to Mitch.
So France, you know, Nice, kind of a historic club there. What's your familiarity level with Ligue 1? With the club itself, and what are your expectations going into a new competition like that?
Yeah, my expectations are the same that for every player, really. When you go to a new club, a new league, you just want to be able to show what you can do, but also know that there's going to be players that are going to be as fast as you, as strong as you, as technical, or has even a better IQ of football and think differently than you. So you'll have to adjust really fast and know that it's going to be a challenge. So I'm really excited to go out there and show what I can do, but obviously learn from the guys that are in my team, but also in other teams.
We'll do a couple more. Braden?
Moise, what has the buzz been around the locker room been like the last couple of days, particularly with guys like, you know, Andreas, Sam, Keegan, and just kind of, you know, as you're saying goodbye?
I mean, obviously, they are really happy for me. And there are players that are, one, really experienced because they play in Europe and they know what it's like. So to know that they have a player that played with them that is going to go and experience that, they're obviously going to advise him and tell him what to expect. So, yeah, the locker room was pretty much the same as when I was there. I was there, yes. So, like I said, they're really happy and they can't wait to see me go out there.
We'll go final question, or final two questions. We'll go Matt and then Mitch.
Moise, is there a part of you that's kind of sad to leave Colorado? Like, is there a bittersweetness in this? And are you a master of the basics yet?
Yeah, there is a bittersweet moment. It's a bittersweet moment, really, because I've created friendship. I've allowed myself to grow at this club, and this club has allowed myself to grow as well. And I think, it's hard to say goodbye because I've made friends here. There are people that I want to stay in contact with, even though I will leave. So, yeah, and to answer your question about the math and the basics, I think I still got work to do, but I've tried my best to get there. So once when I'll be in Europe, you'll still hear about the math and the basics.
Last one with Mitch.
For me, you know, watching your whole career, it's been very exciting to see you rise from draft pick to now going to a top five league. But for me, the moment that stood out was the LAFC game this year, scoring on your birthday. You had family here in town. Your thoughts on what that moment will mean to you in your career, and if there are any other specific moments on the field for Colorado that you're going to remember?
So yeah, that was the second best moment for me. Because, you know, I'm someone who cares about the team. So when I can see the team having a lot of success and be joyful, so I think that's the one I have to pick, which was the Rocky Mountain Cup title that we get. But yeah, to talk about my birthday goal, to win against LAFC, was a really big rival for us. I think it was special because my family was there, my mom, my sister, and my aunt was there. So to just be able to go out there and do my thing while they're watching me play and obviously get a goal is something that you will remember for a long, long time. And I wish that I can strive for more and have many more birthday goals.
We'll go to the room for this one. Cindy, go.
Moise, your teammates, people from the club, your coaches know you as a player very well. Fans know you as a person very well. Fans know you as a player very well. But in your own words, what do you want everyone to take away from who you are as a person and who you are as a player?
Yeah, I'd like to be remembered as someone who brings a lot of joy to the locker room, a bit of a laugh too. I'm someone who works really hard and try to strive for more every day, and I'm someone who loves to learn and I'm passionate for the sport. And obviously I'm someone who gets attached to where I go, and I really got attached to this club, and yeah, I will miss this place for sure. Yeah.
Moise, felicitación, allons-y.
Merci.